T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 11 minutes after 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Hi, Paul.
I'm sorry, who are you again?
Hi,
you
Paul.
Look vaguely familiar.
I go away one day, and Susan Blanchie doesn't even remember
me
anymore.
You. We missed you.
Gosh, it's awful. You missed me for a good reason, because yesterday was the day I was packing up, making the final arrangements for all of my children to be gone from me for 3 weeks. Now, those of you that know me know, you know, my Mother of the Year award often gets lost in the mail every year. And that is unfortunate because I really try my best. I actually like those kids now that they're not, they can, you know, pee and poop on their own and I don't have to wipe their butts all the time. But.
All the time?
Well, you know, when they're infants.
Oh, like, okay.
Till 3. I mean, that kind of sucks. They are gone. 2 of them are at camp for 3 weeks. 1 is on her way to Israel for 3 weeks. They are gone from me for what is the best summer of their life, and I am not sad.
I thought you were going to be a blubbering mess. I thought this was going to...
I mean, we were sad in the moment of saying goodbye, and then I was like, you are going to have the best summer of your life.
Right.
I am happy for you, and you know what? I'm happy for me. I'm happy for Mama, because Mama doesn't have to drive anybody. She doesn't have to hemorrhage money the way she has been this summer. She doesn't have to yell, stop playing Fortnite or Minecraft. She doesn't have to say, get outside and do some exercise. She doesn't have to say, have you gotten off the couch yet this summer? Because that's what summer vacations do when they don't have planned activities.
You seem supernaturally happy, almost euphoric.
I am. First of all, it hasn't really set in, because I'm sure I'll miss them and it'll be super quiet tonight.
And you're going to talk about the kids, right? When they're away?
Of course, when they're gone and look for camp photos and all that stuff. But I even said yesterday we were like at Target doing the last final Target run for all their crap that they need. It's unbelievable how much crap they need. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, do I need groceries? Am I going to get any groceries? And I thought, and they go, well, we're leaving. I'm like, you're right. I am not setting foot in a grocery store for the next 3 weeks. Whatever we're eating is better be in the house.
Whatever you find in the yard.
Yeah, we're going. That's it. I'm going to scavenge.
Are squirrels
go
kosher?
To the neighbor. I'm not going to cook anything.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, but the question becomes, I got 3 weeks, okay? So what are handsome husband and I going to do? We're going to sleep. We're not going to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're not going to cook anybody any meals except unless we want to. And we are going to go for a week of my birthday, which is your anniversary, to visit a friend out east. We're going to do nothing. We're going to do nothing. We are going to walk around naked. Well, I can only speak for myself. Walk around naked in our own house. We are going to leave doors open that might be closed when my children are in the house and locked, if you know what I mean. We are going to do things that they would not want to witness. And that's what I'm going to do for the next 3 weeks. What would you do? 651-989-9226. What are you doing with 3 kid-free? Or maybe you're a caretaker, maybe caretaker-free weeks, when you know they're coming home and they're all happy and all that good stuff.
You get a glimpse of what it's going to be like to be an empty nester.
Oh, my gosh.
I was depressed for the better part of a year after my last boy left the house.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Was your wife?
They were my buddies. No, she was like, party on, let's...
You did the heavy lifting.
But
that's right. So what would you do?
3 weeks?
Yeah.
I'd catch up on my reading.
Okay.
I might take a little trip around Minnesota to explore the state with Lori.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
All the stuff that that you put off, I think. Mm-hmm. Boy, it's so...
It ends up being cleaning closets out, cleaning the garage, stuff like that.
Really?
But,
no.
You know. Yeah.
That can wait till winter. That's a winter activity. You don't do that primetime summer. Just soak up summer.
Mm-hmm.
Just memorize every day, every moment. And all those things you always put off, I would try to. And you know what? Just be spontaneous, George.
Just be spontaneous.
Right? I mean, the joy of just making it up as you go. We are so led by our calendars and our phones. And, I got to be here. Oh, my God.
I mean, I still have to work. I am taking a little bit of vacation. I still have to work. But when you are... You know, you're a parent 24/7. That never goes away. And I know they're in an awesome place and they're safe and all that good stuff. It is really, it's so liberating. It's really liberating. Susan, you had two kids. What would you do with 3 weeks off?
I was just going to say what you should do.
Oh, go ahead.
Is enjoy your clean countertops, because you will have no little people coming home, depositing their stuff all over your countertops, and then leaving it there.
Isn't that the best?
And you'll have a clean countertop, and you'll look at it and go, oh, is that what type of countertop you picked out? Isn't that nice?
Next time I clean the house, it will remain clean,
right,
for a long time, at least 3 weeks.
Right.
You know,
That's amazing.
I mean, we have the dog. You know, she's kind of a mess. But that is awesome.
It is. It makes you feel cathartic.
Huh. Do you have three little pig pens? Do they really mess up the joint?
No, they're kids. So their stuff is in places. Their fingerprint. No, they're not. Absolutely. They're absolutely not. They're great kids, but they're just everywhere.
Right.
You don't remember what it was like to have small kids around the house. I mean, mine aren't so small. My youngest is 11. But imagine that. 3 weeks of liberation. It's a lot. People on Facebook are commenting, enjoy your 3 weeks of bliss. Sure. That's super fun. Let's see. I wish I could do this with my kids. I've been traveling solo with my kids. I need a huge break, from my friend Colleen. Jim says 3 weeks. No kids. Jordana, I feel your pain. Oh, yeah, Jim. I think that's sarcastic on Facebook. Absolutely. One of my friends says, Jordan, that's a dream. Enjoy the summer. Someone sent a meme of them drinking out of like a giant blender. I imagine that's their margarita. Have a great. Yeah, exactly. I love the memes. Those are really funny. I mean, people say traveling out on Facebook. 651-989-9226. What would you do?
You should binge your favorite show.
I am. I did.
If there's some series, Stranger Things, go through the whole thing.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Chernobyl, that's also, it'll never be
uplifting.
A musical, but it's amazing. Five parts, go see Chernobyl.
The Chernobyl musical, I like it. I think you should work on that.
No, it's not, but trust me, it's not a musical.
I absolutely think you should work on that. We are up on Facebook Live. I just adjusted the shot so you can see both of us. So chime in there. We're going to be talking about the Apollo moon landing. Happy 50th anniversary.
And we're going back to the moon.
Back to the
According
moon.
To NASA, yeah, we are going back to the moon.
And some people are going to Area 51.
Right.
Or not. Funny joke that's going around on Facebook, but yet it's causing a very real problem for security.
And later in this show, I think at 4:10, Lori Watson, our local resident sexpert, is she okay with that title?
I think so. I think she is.
She's a certified sex therapist.
Yeah, I think she's okay.
We call her our sexpert. And
she's going to be talking about the 5 mistakes women make in bed.
Wait.
Last time she was here was the 5 mistakes men make in bed. Now she's turning it on the women.
Women make mistakes in bed?
You'll have to tune
in.
That's at 4:10.
Huh.
When we return, some sound from the moon landing 50 years ago.
Where were you? That's coming next.
Leading up to the ignition sequence at 8.9 seconds. We're approaching the 60-second mark on the Apollo 11 mission. T-minus 60 seconds and counting. We pass T-minus 60. 55 seconds and counting. Neil Armstrong just reported back. It's been a real smooth countdown. We passed the 50-second mark. Power transfer is complete. We're on internal power with the launch vehicle at this time. 40 seconds away from the Apollo 11 liftoff. All the second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. We are still go with Apollo 11. 30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Go all engines. Roger.
Clear the tower.
Tower
cleared.
We've got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
I still get chills.
Plus 30 seconds.
I still get chills when I hear this audio.
Roll complete and a pitch is programmed.
This was 50 years ago today, the launch of Apollo 11. For one brief, fleeting, joyous moment in time, the whole world held its breath. And I still
remember. I held my breath listening to it.
But I mean, it was a huge deal. It was the deal all around the world. People just stopped what they were doing, not only for the liftoff, but of course for the actual, you know, descent, that 13 minutes from lunar orbit down to the surface of the moon. But the two most dangerous moments were liftoff. I think Neil Armstrong said, hey, look, we're sitting on top of a small atom bomb. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much fuel if that thing goes. That was a dangerous moment. And, of course, the actual descent to the lunar surface a couple of days later, a lot of things that could go wrong. PBS had an amazing three-part documentary called Chasing the Moon. There's a lot of stuff out there. And I would encourage people to spend the time. If you weren't around back in 1969, I know you were just a glimmer in your father's eye.
I wasn't even embryonic yet. Yes.
You weren't even embryonic? Mm-hmm. But it was amazing. It brought the country together, and this was at a tough time in our history, you know. 68 with the assassinations and the riots in our cities. And so we all came together, and people all over the world were just utterly amazed by what they were seeing.
And isn't it astounding that all of that happened before the iPhone, before the internet, before of the tiny little computer chip? You know, the technology was just so onerous, and they had to do so much more math to be able to get them there.
They actually used slide rules.
Right. I mean, it's what an extraordinary thing to have done in that era before the technological age that we have now.
It was described to me, Jor, that your iPhone or your Android phone has thousands of times more power than the primitive computer chips that were on the Apollo 11. And at one point, and I didn't realize this, the computers failed. The actual descent to the moon. And Neil Armstrong was able to scramble and reset the computer system and manually take over the landing onto the moon. But and they didn't. The other thing that really amazed, didn't think they'd make it. They thought.
Why would you go then? I mean, really, did you think you were blasting off to your death?
Well, there was a chance of that happening. And Frank Borman, one of the previous astronauts on the Gemini program, told Richard Nixon, you better have a speech prepared for the widows.
Oh my
Nixon had a speech prepared, worst case scenario. But a lot of even the NASA people who are optimistic by nature, they did not think that they would make it all the way to the moon's surface and back. They thought there would be a glitch
and that they would have to just try it again.
Mm-hmm. And so I think they were incredulous that there were no major snafus and that everything worked out pretty much as planned. There were a few heart-stopping moments, but
you know, today, Apollo 11 astronaut Michael Collins went to the exact spot where he flew to the moon 50 years ago with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Collins had the spotlight. This is according to the Star Tribune, of course. The spotlight was all to himself, as Armstrong has been gone for 7 years, and Aldrin canceled. Collins said he wished his two moonwalking colleagues could have shared the moment at Kennedy today at the departure point for the first moon landing. He said it's an amazing feeling to be back. He's 88 now, quite a difference in time. And he said it's weird to be here all by myself. Just unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine that moment also. I get chills thinking about the whole thing. And the audio, Susan, thanks for pulling that. It's chilling. Listen to it.
It was an audacious goal. Of course, President Kennedy, you know, teed that up 7 years earlier, sending a man to the moon and back. And some people thought he was nuts for even teeing that up. But you know what? Hundreds of thousands of men and women made that happen. I mean, the astronauts got the glory. It was on them to make it happen. But hundreds of thousands of men and women. And it inspired a new generation of young people to go into math, to go into computer programming, to go into science, to become scientists.
Space travel, anything involved with the space race was exciting. And it still is.
It is. And we are going back to the moon if NASA gets their way. And President Trump, you know, pretty adamant about this. By 2024, we want to put men back on the moon to stay and to do some experiments that will get us to Mars down the road. So we're going to be talking to an expert at 5:10 about why, since we've been to the moon, why do we have to go back to the moon to get to Mars?
That's a good question.
And so we'll pose that question at 5:10. Stick around for that. In the meantime, Area 51.
Aliens. In the meantime, aliens. Mm-hmm. So there was a joke posted on Facebook about raiding Area 51. Mm-hmm. Not everyone may be taking it as
they didn't get the tongue-in-cheek humor. That a lot of people think this is a real call to action to storm Area 51, which is, again, a military installation, and that could end badly if people actually try to storm that installation looking for aliens. Do you think aliens exist?
If they did storm Area 51, would they find
What would them? They find?
Ooh, yeah. Let's talk about that next.
Okay, have you noticed, Paul here, by the way, have you noticed the consolidation that's happening to commercial insurance agencies today? Paul Douglas for the Canopy Group, involved in a couple of smaller weather tech businesses. We rarely feel the love because we're just not that big yet. But big companies just keep getting bigger. They merge. You and your business get passed around till you become a dreaded house account. You've been consolidated. All of this done to you without your control. Now you can get options, take control back of your company's insurance program. Have the Canopy Group help you gain a commercial insurance strategy that makes your business more attractive to the insurance industry. The more insurance companies that get interested in your business, the more competitive your pricing is going to be. If your business is renewing in the next 4 months and paying less than $80,000 in premium, do not accept being a house account. Get the attention you deserve with the Canopy Group. Visit them, thecanopygroup.com, or call them 800-967-3389.
You can't handle the truth!
What if the truth is that there are aliens buried in Area 51?
And they're now working in Congress in Washington, D.C.
So that's
the ultimate disguise.
That's actually a good point.
Some days I wonder. I even wonder if the government would tell us for fear of inciting panic.
I think they're too dumb for it to not get out. Like, I think we give the government way too much credit keeping secrets and conspiracy theories and doing spy raids. I don't really think they're all that bright. And I think they screw a lot of stuff up. And if there were aliens in Area 51, we would know about
it. You think it would have gotten out?
Yeah.
With, like, photos? I mean, what, proof? Visible proof? Evidence?
The reason we're talking about this, by the way, I'm Jordana, sitting next to Paul Douglas, Susan Blanche at the helm. We're live streaming on Facebook Live, and I've been told to stop yawning. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's just been a
what
long,
you do in
stressful
the commercial
day
break.
Of the kids and the husband. Yeah.
It's the nose-picking that I find offensive.
That is a little upsetting. Yeah. So here's the deal. More than a million people have signed up to raid Area 51 in a hunt for aliens. My son, who's not on Facebook, by the way, but he does have Instagram, he said to me last week, he goes, Mom, I'm going to Area 51. I'm going on the raid. I'm like, what are you talking about? How do you even know about this? So he says he's on board. Of course, he was kidding, and I knew he was kidding. Well, there was a joke event posted on Facebook. A million people signed up to go. And nearly another million indicated they're interested in going. So this got the attention of the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
The Air Force was like, gosh, can 2 million on people all be in on the same joke? Or do you think that maybe if the folks on Facebook think it's real? So they got a little nervous. Okay. The event is supposed to happen 3 a.m. September 22nd in Amargosa Valley, Nevada. And an inn in the area is booked, by the way, for that day. The Facebook post says, quote, they can't stop all of us.
Yeah, they're planning to do a Naruto run. And I had to look that up.
What is that?
It's a Japanese manga inspired running style, Jor, that features your arms outstretched backwards, head forward, running like crazy into the area. Quote, we can move faster than their bullets. The event page, which is clearly written tongue-in-cheek, promises those who RSVP. But again, the event on Facebook is called, quote, Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us.
Of course, the Air Force spokeswoman said any attempt to access illegal or any attempt to illegally access military installations is dangerous to everyone. It's dangerous. So basically, don't do it. The question becomes, we all want to know what was in Area 51. We all want to know. Do you think the government has told us everything that has happened at Area 51? Again, I maintain that they're not smart enough to keep that secret. But at 651-989-9226, what do you think happened at Area 51? It's cool if you have a fun conspiracy theory, because that's sort of where we're going with this segment. Just curious to know how many of you out there think that aliens were studied at Area 51.
Right.
651-989-9226. Or you can post away on Facebook, because we're live streaming and I am watching the comments here.
I think it's either option is equally, almost equally incredible. Mm-hmm. If we really are the only ones in the universe, mm-hmm. I mean, that is a daunting thought. And yet you've got billions of galaxies similar to the Milky Way. Mm-hmm. In each of those billions of galaxies, you've got billions of stars. I mean, the notion that we are the only ones that have evolved to be, you know, sentient creatures and question our existence and even think about exploring the rest of the universe. Don't you think there's a pretty good percentage that other life forms are out there?
I agree with that.
What is Judaism? Because I'm trying to see how this jives with Christianity. Are we the only ones?
You know, I'd have to call a rabbi on that. I'd need a lifeline, yeah. Because I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that I've ever had the alien conversation with any of my rabbis, but I will now.
That'd be a great sermon.
I'd be curious,
right?
To know. Yeah. If any of my rabbis are listening, 651-989-9226. I don't know. What does Judaism say about aliens? Paul, I don't discount that they're probably out there, but do I believe they came to this world, our world, and were captured by the United States government and then studied and nobody came to help them, or we happen to have been smarter than them so we could study them? I don't believe any of that. Have you seen some humans? We're dumb.
Well, yeah, again.
Bad stuff goes on around here. We do horrible things to each other. But a lot of idiots on this planet.
I think Earth is a really bad petting zoo in the universe.
It's rough,
like,
out there.
Don't go there. My God, don't go to Earth.
And if the aliens came and saw.
You do, take your protection.
Don't mate with them, for God's sakes.
Maybe they crashed. I mean, look, I'm really skeptical, and I'm skeptical by nature about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, we've had these experienced Navy veteran pilots who have witnessed things they cannot explain, things that appear to defy the laws of physics, to the point where the Navy gave a briefing to Congress about what's going on. And again, is this some new weapon that maybe the Chinese have leapfrogged the United States? Doubtful, but can't rule that out. But again, are we really the only ones in the universe? And what is in Area 51?
Well, that's,
I'd love to see it.
I'd say if you wiki Area 51, and you don't have to because I did it for you, all right? Basically, it's an Air Force base.
Right.
All right? It's a testing and training facility called Homey Airport or Groom Lake, named after the salt flat situated next to its airfield. And it says the facility's operations aren't publicly known, but based on historical evidence, it was most likely a training range where they used experimental aircrafts. And I guess that's how it got to be so woo-woo, because experimental aircraft might have had a different shape than a regular airplane at the time. And weapons, you might have heard loud noises going off if they were experimenting with weapons. You know, this was back in 1955. It was primarily for flight testing. Well, the secrecy surrounding it came from conspiracy theories, basically that a UFO, okay, either crashed there, or that the base was never really a secret base, but all the research and occurrences in Area 51 are these top secret compartmented information that acknowledges the that a UFO crashed there, and they were doing testing. The CIA publicly acknowledged the existence of the base for the first time, get this, on 2013. Like, that's recent. That's a long time after 1955. It was June 25th, 2013, under the Freedom of Information Act, a request that was filed in 2005. They declassified some documents dealing with the history and the purpose of that area. But don't you think those declassified documents would have shown something unusual, or they would have shown somebody not from this world came and...
Not necessarily. Government, again, may be holding on to the most sensitive information that they believe or fear could cause public panic.
They're not that good.
Well, you know, the federal government, you can say what you will. The military, there's a level of discipline that you do not have in Congress or, you know, the administration or the Justice Department. So I trust the military men and women more than I do most government officials at a federal level to keep secrets. I mean, that's why they have top secret clearance. So your point, something would have gotten out.
Something
would have gotten out. Things have gotten out. There's enough subterfuge. There's enough noise out there that maybe there is something at Area 51. I'm not sure we'll ever find out, at least in our lifetime. But I think rushing the base is, again, bad idea.
Here are some of the conspiracy theories, just because they're fun. Yeah, don't rush the base, by the way.
No.
If you're planning to make a trip down there, don't do
that.
The
Air Force will not.
Bad idea.
No.
Bad idea. The story examination and reverse engineering of a crashed alien spacecraft, including material supposedly recovered at Roswell, the study of their occupants, and the manufacture of the aircraft based on alien technology. So that's what's supposed to have happened at Area 51. Okay, crash that was recovered from Roswell. And so they were supposed to have studied this here.
What is it about the anal probes? Hear these stories, it's like,
okay,
really?
That's not in the wiki about the anal probes, but one of the conspiracy theories is meetings or joint undertakings with extraterrestrials. So these conspiracy theories allege that we had meetings with extraterrestrials.
Taken on the ship.
Right.
Well, you got the probe first.
See, again.
And then you get to meet the poobah, the chief dude or dudette. The chief alien.
The development of weather control is supposed to be happening there. So what do you know about that?
And
are you just trying to lead us down a different path?
It's a pipe dream.
Yeah, right?
At least for now.
The development of time travel and teleportation technology is supposed to have happened there. Activities related to a shadowy one-world government. I mean, really? And by the way, none of these say anything about the anal probe. I think that's all on you.
No, you hear these stories about people that have been abducted and to a person. It's like, really, what are the aliens, why do they go there? Really?
Well, maybe they don't. Maybe it's just a common tendency of all those who claim abduction. I don't know. If you've been abducted, let us know. 651-989-9226. But use this as a public service announcement that if you're planning a trip to Area 51 next September, you might want to make refundable tickets.
You're like what they call a hysterical female.
Just don't go.
Are you an alien, Jory?
I might be.
That would explain a lot.
That's why I'm trying to get you off this path.
I'm getting a little too close to the truth.
They're not real. That's right.
I see you over there.
Scully.
I see you flinching.
Was Scully the girl or was Mulder the girl?
Mulder's the
guy.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, and Scully was the girl. Yeah. There you go. Just call me Scully.
The X-Files.
Don't go. By the way, I'm not buying my son a ticket. He's not going.
The Jordana Files.
Yeah, right.
I think you are an alien.
I don't think so.
The more I think about it. All right. It's time to go. All right, we can speculate all we want. Speculation is free.
It's kind of fun. Talking about Area 51, do not storm it. But Kristen from Roseville has been there. Kristen, what do you have to say?
Yeah. I went there in 2004 with a couple of friends, and we stayed in the town of Rachel, Nevada, at the Little Alien. It has a population of about 98. And we spent a few days there just driving up to the base and seeing what we could see. And we woke up to sonic booms a couple times, which was cool. And back in that day, there was still the use of deadly force authorized if you crossed the border.
Ooh.
So that's a bad idea.
Yeah, very bad idea.
It's a bad idea. As you drive up, you actually trigger road sensors, so that alerts the guards. So by the time they're already there waiting for you, and they have authorization to kill you if you cross it.
Oh, right. My gosh.
It's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, those guns are real. Yeah.
Listen to Kristen, friends. Listen to Kristen.
Do not rush Area 51. Thank you, Kristen.
Right, Kristen, thank you. We'll talk a little bit more about the moon landing and maybe about this.
I didn't know women made mistakes. The five top mistakes women make in the bedroom from our resident sexpert. That's coming next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.